When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gwen and Chris with Chris Hello and Matt Scraby. Until 6 today, then Scraby kicks me out of here, and he handles the Scraby Chronicles for an extra hour of enjoyment. The enjoyment's for you, not him.
Interesting.
Yeah, he bitches and moans about the whole thing all day.
I do not.
I know. Tony's he's taking the All-Star break, and
yes,
we've already discussed this, so we'll have him back soon.
Yes.
Tomorrow, for you Padre fans, make a note. It is Thursday. That means roundtable. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, 10 to 11, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk.
Yes.
So that'll be tomorrow. And we look forward to that. Make sure you're tuned in for the roundtable tomorrow. All right, a couple of things before we get to the Daily Gambit that are important. One of them you just called to my attention, which I really think is important.
I know. We've but just I'm been save talking that. Trash, too.
I know. I'm going to save that one. A couple of things, though, on the All-Star game, besides the swing-off. Is that really the name we should have, by the way? Swing-off?
I'm not really a fan of that. What would be the name for it? The home run deciders?
Swing-off isn't...
Swing-off is working for me.
Not for me.
Okay.
All right, I really enjoyed the Hank Aaron tribute. That's not easy to do.
That was incredible.
Right? To try to recreate a guy hitting a home run 50 years ago when none of the people involved are alive.
That was incredible.
I loved it.
Yeah.
They couldn't have done any better. And Milo Hamilton with the famous call, it's gone, it's 7:15, I had chills. And I watched it two or three times.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty
really cool. Like that. The way they shot the firework off where he, you know, with the ball being hit.
Yeah.
Just thought it was on point. So good job there. And, you know, solid by Dave Roberts. He's going to get a lot of love in this particular moment. But solid by Dave Roberts to remove Kershaw for an ovation and also remove Freddie Freeman for an ovation. I like stuff like that in the All-Star game. So a couple of little things I enjoyed. But here's the thing that you just brought to my attention. I saw this segment, but I did not slow it down enough to actually read everybody's sign. But the guy that we're, you know, giving a hard time to right now, Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
On his sign for I Stand Up for Cancer,
yeah,
the name he put was Scott Miller.
Yes. Our friend.
That's a lot of, you know, that's class right there. And, you know, Scott Miller is a really well-renowned baseball writer throughout baseball. But more than that, he was our guy. He was a San Diego guy all the way.
Yeah,
he started here at the LA Times, working with me at the San Diego Edition. He always lived, you know, his home base was here in San Diego, and for Dave Roberts to honor him in that way, Hey, you know, I got to give a props for that.
Yeah, I did.
There's
I stopped
no
down,
other way.
I stopped down the Scraby Show last night to say that because...
that was a class
put aside
move.
Everything we said
You've
earlier.
You've got to put it all aside.
For that moment, Dave Roberts did a good thing.
Yeah, class. And I didn't know... Maybe some other folks might have even mentioned Scott Miller. They showed a lot of people.
They did.
But that was a nice moment. And I don't think that he left Bryce Miller off. I just... Scott Miller was more of a national... writer that Dave Roberts would know.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas
yeah.
Bryce Miller was a San Diego, writer, yeah. journalist that Dave Roberts may know, but not to the same extent.
Yes. And didn't Scott Miller put a chapter in his
I'm reading
book
it right now.
About Dave
I'm
Roberts?
I'm honestly reading it right now. His book that's out about the managers
yes.
that Scott Miller wrote just before his passing, there is a whole Dave Roberts chapter in there. It's actually about Dodger tradition and et cetera, but it's obviously features Dave Roberts.
I'm going to skip that chapter.
Yeah, right.
I don't need any more
All of
Dodgers
you guys
tradition.
Can skip that chapter. I'll tell you that it's okay, but you can get through without reading
it. I'm seeing from John Rosenthal also put Scott on his card.
Ken Rosenthal.
So that's very nice.
Another guy trying to win us over.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Another guy that we love to hate.
Yeah.
He's trying to win us over. Thank you.
But that
Thank
was very
you, Ken
nice.
Rosenthal. Yes. Thank you, Dave Roberts. Class moves on both your parts. All right, let's do some
Gambit.
Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's start with the bets that we made from last night. National League -1.5 on the spread over the American
God,
League.
You talk about a win taken away.
I know. National League had it handled until the final inning of the game.
Yeah.
The American League did not win, but they're officially scoring this game as 7-6
Are
National
they?
League.
Yes. I didn't know. Because everywhere I've seen 6-6.
On MLB.com, if you go and click on the game, it says 7-6 National League.
Are they going to record this forevermore as a victory for the National League?
Yeah.
Or are they going to call it a tie? Because, you know, the one game, the famous one where there
John
was
Schultz
a tie.
John Schultz was talking about that last night.
All I could think of is Bud Selig with his hands, palms up, like, what the hell do I do? What they did last night was a whole lot better than that.
Oh, that's really funny.
So,
yeah, John Smoltz was saying, fans weren't happy about it. Players weren't
it
happy
was horrible.
About it.
You know, another thing we should mention about the Home Run Derby last night, the players were going bananas.
They were. They loved
it. Really loved it.
And Bobby Witt Jr. was disappointed he didn't get the opportunity to compete. He wasn't even selected, and he said he really wanted to do it, so maybe next year.
All right.
So I win that one.
You know, it's funny. No, next year, everyone's going to just root for a tie every time now. Like, forget the stupid All-Star game. Just, you know, get to a tie.
Let's talk about a conspiracy, Chris.
Oh, good point.
You want the swing off. You want some pub. You want some marketing.
Okay.
Tie up that game late.
Interesting, Scrabe. Interesting.
I don't know how you do it, but maybe you do it.
Okay.
The total runs in the game, over under 7 runs. Chris went under, I went over, and it was 13. So
I had that one locked in for a while. It was like 2-0, and then it blew up.
More K's, Scooble or Skeens last night in the first inning. You took Scooble, I took Skeens. Both of them had 2.
Big tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Kelsey Plum, I never checked on.
She had 20 points. She went
had
over.
20 points. Okay.
So you got a good day. You were 2-1. Right? Or I think you were 3-0, actually.
3-0-1. If we're throwing out, 3-0-1.
Right, you were 3-0.
There we go.
I was okay. So you're leading the week now. You're 4-6. I'm 3-7. Neither of us are much to write home about yet. Tonight, Snapdragon Stadium, Scrape. You and I should be there. Because I know we're not doing anything else of interest.
Well, I'm doing a show, so.
Well, you'll be done. What time's the game tonight?
7:30, probably.
Yeah, SDFC hosting Toronto FC. SDFC, by the way, the big news on SDFC, you know, If you didn't see this, Milan Alaska is gone.
Alaska, yeah.
He's gone.
Yes,
he went back to his team in the Netherlands. And it was very unclear, I must say, in the story, in the paper today. I think the team was unclear. The writing wasn't unclear. But the story was unclear as to what SDFC tried to do to keep him here. But evidently, whatever they did wasn't enough to convince him to stay here. And maybe the Netherlands team was able to give him... He was on loan.
Yes.
Which is a weird...
I know. I did this last night. I don't understand the loan
thing. Yeah, I don't get it either. He was on loan for 6 or 7 games. Or he ended up playing, I think, 14 games and scoring 10 goals. The guy was incredible.
And he scored 4 in one game.
Yeah, which has only happened 20 times, by the way, in the 30-year history of the league. So, I mean, that was an impressive feat.
My only thought, Chris...
But what did? Why couldn't we keep... I mean, did,
is the Danish Bundesliga a better league than MLS? Or does he have a funnel into a bigger league? And if you're on the chat, please let us know.
I'm sure the other league is a better league. Every league is almost better league.
I've never heard of the Danish Bundesliga.
I hate to tell you, I've heard of it, and I think it's probably a better league.
You have heard of it.
But I know SDFC said in the story today, we did everything we could to keep him. I just don't know what went into the final decision for him to go back. The one thing that's certain, though, they are a first-place team. But without him, it's going to be more difficult to maintain that. He was really incredible.
He was.
Anyway, they're 1.5 goal favorites tonight over Toronto. Do you like a 2-0 or 3-1 victory?
Yeah, take SCFC. They've been playing so well.
They have. And the reason I think you can give a 1.5 with them is that they score goals.
They do.
Like, they could win 4-2 or 4-1.
They don't get many scored on them either.
Right. You know, most teams you would never want to give that many because there's so many 1-0 games.
Yeah.
3.5 goals is the over-under total for this game we just talked about. I'll go over.
3.5 over
total
under.
Goals. That's a lot.
I'm going to go under.
You are. Okay. The best team in the league, at least by record, is not SDFC. They have the second best overall record to the Philadelphia Union.
Mm.
Didn't know if you knew that.
Nope.
Tonight, the Union is 1.5 goal favorite over last-placed Montreal.
Mm.
Your call.
1.5. I'm going to go. You want to talk about a blind bet? This is a blind bet. I'm going to go with the Union.
I just told you, Montreal's the worst team in the league.
I know that.
I'm still going to take Montreal because winning by 2 is hard to do. WNBA tonight, New York Liberty -10 against the Caitlin Clark-less Indiana Fever.
Oh, gosh.
She's been missing a lot of games lately.
She tweaked it
last
night.
And she's been missing a lot of shots lately.
Maybe that's why.
They put a stat up. In her last, like, 6 road games or something, she's 2-for-35 from 3 on the road.
Ooh.
Caitlin Clark is famous for being able to make 3-pointers, along with all of the other things she brings.
Yeah, she shoots from the logo.
Yes. She has not been making those shots, but she's not playing tonight. I'll take the Liberty as a result.
I will, too.
-10. Who scores more tonight? Brianna Stewart or Sabrina Ionescu? Both are members of the Liberty. Who scores more? Stewart or Ionescu tonight?
I am going to go with Brianna Stewart.
You are. Okay. I'm going to go with Stewart, too. Not the world's biggest Ionescu fan.
You aren't.
Nah, she's...
What did she do? She, like, got mad.
We saw this video, and this is why. And this is maybe not her fault.
But
you didn't see it?
No, you did, though.
She was playing in a pickup game against some guy, some high school kid, in a team setting, but she was being guarded by some high school kid. And the high school kid was locking her down. Like, she couldn't get open. So she just started pushing and shoving and elbowing the kid to try to get open and was, like, mad that he was guarding her.
That is kind of funny.
I thought... Come on, just get open. You know, if you have a problem with it, get open.
I agree.
Paige Becker, 17.5 points tonight. Dallas plays, I think, Las Vegas. I'm a Paige Becker's fan. I've liked everything I've seen from her so far.
So you're going to go over?
I will.
I'm going to go under.
Under. Okay, we're good on the gambit. When we come back, we each have 3 predictions for the Padres in the second half of the season. I think one of mine is quickly becoming almost impossible. But I'm going to predict it anyway when Gwen and Chris continues.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the ones and twos, the camera seems like it's been working better today.
I didn't do anything.
Did any work on it.
Maybe it was tired of me
complaining about it on air. It was getting embarrassed.
It was, yes.
Are you excited for the debut of Maya Brady tonight?
No.
In the AUSL. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Tom Brady's niece. I don't care.
Okay.
Are you excited?
No, I didn't even know about it, but I do now. All right, we got a few minutes here. We got the second half of the season coming up. I always think it's fun. We sit back. We look at the season coming up. We predict three things that we are going to see in the second half of the season. Three predictions for the Padres. And the next hour, we'll do three predictions for all of Major League Baseball. These are going to be things like, you know, I think the A's will rally and win the AL West, or Tarek Skubal will win 30 games. You know, predictions like that. So these are just for the Padres, though.
Yes.
You want to go first? You want me to
go
first?
Sure, and I have an answer to our camera thing. I guess Paul reset everything this morning because Ben had to reset everything this morning because his camera wasn't working.
Thank you, Ben.
Yes.
We owe Ben. We always owe Ben.
Always.
Ben's
always.
Ben is one of the great guys. Just straight up.
Of course.
Simple. I don't even need to add to that statement.
All right, my number three.
Oh, you're going first.
I thought you said I was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my number three is that Nick Pivetta has a career in a career high in innings pitched, which he only needs 180, and he has 109.1 right now.
Okay.
He will have his career high in strikeouts, which he needs 189 for the career high, and he has 122 right now.
Okay.
And he will have a career high in wins, and I'm going to predict that he has 15 wins this year. He's 9-2 right now. He only needs 11 for a career high, so I'm going to predict that he gets 15.
I think it's real possible that by the end of the season, Nick Pivetta will have career highs in everything.
Yeah.
Wins. His career ERA is 4.58.
Yep. And what is
this year? It's 2.88.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
I couldn't predict that because it's already happened.
Yeah. He is so far ahead of his normal pace. All right. I'll start with a pitcher in my first prediction. I did this one yesterday, and I'm going to do it again. Dylan Cease will finish the season with at least 10 wins.
Oh, yes, you did.
That is one of my predictions. He is currently 3-9. It has been a miserable season overall for Dylan Cease. The one stat that I keep looking at, Scrabe, and you know we'll see, is his strikeout to walk ratio. It's still really impressive. And I just think with 129 Ks, which is more than Pivetta has even.
Yep.
And he's still only walked 39, which is about on pace for his normal season. I just think it's, you know, the ball's got to start getting caught. And he's going to start, you know, piling up some wins. Enough to at least get to 10. How many starts do you think he'll make? He's got...
I was just thinking that for Pivetta.
Yeah. You'd have to look at the game log. These guys end up with about 30 a season now.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. He does 32 or 33, basically,
right. So Cease has got 19, so he's probably going to get 13 more starts. He's going to have to go a little bit, but I think he can get to 10.
He needs to win prediction. 7 of those 10. Or 13, I mean.
Yeah, but understand that starting pitchers don't win very often anymore. You know that the Padres' entire team has only 24 wins from its starters. They have 28 wins from their relievers, the Padres.
Yeah,
so the relievers get more wins now than starters do.
The win-loss thing is weird to me just because it depends so much on your team and you know, you're not even in control in scoring runs.
You know the second leading win guy is on the Padres behind Pivetta?
Morejon.
Yeah, Morejon.
I saw that earlier. That was pretty crazy.
All right, so I'll take Cease to get 10 wins. Your second prediction.
My second prediction, both are going to be hitter predictions for the rest of the way, but Gavin Sheets has 14 home runs on the year.
Okay.
I think he hits 30.
Wow.
He needs 16 more. It's a tall task, but he's been hitting much better as the season goes along, and I think that he's just going to get better.
If you get this right, I'm going to come over and, you know, just give you at least a high five.
Okay, I was like wondering where you're going to go with that.
Well, 15 is his career high. So you're predicting him to double his career high.
He's got 14. He's hitting lefty pitchers now. He's in the lineup every single day.
He is hitting left-handed pitchers, but understand that he only has one home run this year against a lefty. And that was against Chris Sale, of all people.
In the first game of the year.
All of his home runs have come up against righties, except for one.
Okay, that does make it a little bit more difficult.
It's going to be hard.
But these are ridiculous predictions that are attainable.
Well, here's one that's ridiculous. I say by August 1st, so I got 2 weeks, Luis Campusano is the starting catcher for the Padres.
Will you stop with these predictions? You said he was going to be an all-star.
I know. But I really believe...
Why do you love him so much?
I don't love him so much. I believe that they are tired of watching Maldonado and Diaz go 0 for 4.
I don't disagree
with
that.
And I don't think there's any other choice. Unless you're going to trade for a catcher, and that's just not, you know, important enough, I think you got to put Campusano in. I think you got to let him catch. I think you got to put Maldonado on the bench as a bench coach, because that's what he kind of is anyway, and let Luis play for 2 or 3 weeks. Let me just tell you something. If he goes, 3 for 30, or, you know, 5 for 50. It's about what you're getting right now anyway. I think you've got to take a shot that a guy that has been hit. He's trying so hard up there right now. He's squeezing the dust out. Let him just relax and play for a few weeks. And I think there's some people in the organization who want to see that happen.
I don't disagree with that either. Brett says Maldi has had some clutch RBIs lately, and he has. He has. But it's not enough to make...
If Camposano's starting catcher on August 1st, you're gonna.
I'll come over there and give you
give me
a high five.
Okay, there you go.
All right, my number one is that Manny Machado wins the batting title. And
it's not out of it. It's crazy, but it's
in a
not
full a, season, his career high is 304 in the 2020 season. So we'll throw that out. His other career high is in 2022 when he hit 298. So all he needs to do is hit 310, and that's probably getting you the batting title.
That might win it.
So I say he wins the batting title.
I love that. I love that. That's going out on a cool limb.
That is attainable.
I mean, look, we all thought a Padre would win the batting title this year, but nobody predicted Manny would be the batting title. He's in the top 10 right now, and he's pretty close to
it. He's close, yes.
All right, you're not going to like this one.
All right.
But I believe it's going to happen. I believe, again, by August 1st or, you know, not too long after that, the Padres' closer will be either Jason Adam or Adrian Morejon or a combination of both.
Okay.
I think Robert Suarez is headed out.
You think he's going to get traded?
I do. I don't see any reason to keep him. I mean, other than the fact that you have an embarrassment of riches in the bullpen. But that's not doing it enough for you now. You need more. They know they need more.
And his option, probably going to opt out at
Jason
the end of the year.
Jason Adam or Morejon are both better in whip. They're better in ERA. They get more guys out. Suarez, I love him. I don't want to trade him. I think they're going to. So I'm saying that either Adam or Morejon or both. Maybe they just, you know, depending on
closer
the situation.
Closer by committee.
Yeah, Mike Shildt decides who's best for that
Morejon
night.
Morejon against lefty heavy
right.
lineup.
Yeah.
Other way around.
I think Suarez is going to be gone. That's my third prediction.
I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. He's a big trade piece. There's going to be a team out there that needs a closer.
Right now, he is beyond a luxury. And they can't afford a luxury right now. They need somebody to get some hits.
That's true. I don't disagree with it. The option in his contract, which is a player option at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I do think that is the biggest part of the
it's
whole
part
thing.
Part of it.
Because they have to pay him big money next year, too.
All right. That's
a good one.
Those are our Padre predictions. I thought them through. The Camposano thing is the longest shot on the board for me.
Rod says, LO is saying Camposano could be our 98 Jim Leyritz.
I don't know. Something's got to happen. Maybe I'm just on a personal level. I can't stand to watch these guys go 0-for-4 every night for a whole another 3 months. I just can't.
I don't disagree. It's tough.
It is. All right. Kirk Kenny will be with us next from Las Vegas, the Mountain West Conference Football Media Days. What's happening with those Aztecs and the conference they're about to leave should be interesting. We'll have more on that with Kirk when we return. Hey, yeah, Straby, there's something you can get behind right here. Grab your clubs. Tee off for a great cause.
I have them in the car.
Do you really keep them in the car?
No. I'm too afraid they'll get stolen.
Yes, I know. That's the concern.
And then what do I do? I don't have golf clubs?
Got to have golf clubs. Yeah. You can't get along without those. Join us. The 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament is coming up on Sunday, July 28th. It takes place at the stunning Loma Santa Fe Country Club. You ever played there?
Not the full course, but the short course I have. Have you played the full course?
I tried, but they wouldn't let me on. I'm not worthy. Enjoy
the hoity-toityness.
Yeah, the hoity-toityness. I said it was from Beverly Hills. It still didn't work. Enjoy a day of golf, food, prizes, and camaraderie, and it's all to honor our local heroes, support veterans programs. You can register at sandiegosocialleagues.org. It's coming up July 28th, Loma Santa Fe Country Club, the 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament. Let's golf for all of those who gave it all. Celebrities include former Padre Greg Vaughn, Arabian Prince, NWA member, Olden Polynice.
Oh.
Remember him?
Hey, was he a king?
Sonic, mostly.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, went to the University of Virginia. Almost made it to the Final Four 1 year. Or no, did make the Final Four 1 year and lost a heartbreaker. Zab Judah, 6-time world champ. More to be announced. All right.
Okay.
We have Kirk Kenny coming up from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
We used to just call it Lost Wages. Did you ever hear that one?
I have not heard that.
You haven't heard
one.
That one, huh?
No, I have not.
I thought
not.
That was kind of universal.
No.
Yeah, going to Lost Wages this weekend, and that would normally be what happened.
The last time I was in Vegas was the winter meetings, I think, that we did that one time.
Really? Was that your last trip?
I mean, okay. I don't drink. I was there a month ago
to see my guy.
Oh, yeah, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
he performed well, and I've taken so much heat for that. I don't know why.
Why have you taken heat?
Right.
Who's giving you heat?
People that just think it's so uncool to see Barry Manilow. So people,
you know what I have to say about that, Chris? Oh, man, I didn't have it ready. Here it is. That's what those people are.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to play like a Barry Manilow song or something. I didn't know you were going to do that.
No, anybody who wants to rain on your parade because you want to go see Barry Manilow.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's so uncool that it just defies explanation. Barry's always had that effect on people, but not me.
Not me.
Las Vegas, Kirk is there for the Mountain West Conference Media Days, and I do think you brought this to my, kind of reminded me, but... Yeah, San Diego State is there. Their coach is there. Some of the players go to the media day. And San Diego State's leaving the conference. Not only are they leaving the conference, they had the whole controversy yesterday we talked about with Mark Ziegler about the Mountain West just putting Grand Canyon in and not even involving the Aztecs.
And the Mountain West.
So there's definitely some dislike going on here.
And the Mountain West and the Pac-12 are going to court over the exit
fees
because they couldn't get a mediation.
Yeah, this is, what'd you say? Uncomfortable.
I said awkward.
Or awkward. Yeah, that was the right. Yeah, it's going to be. So we'll see just how awkward it is. We'll check in with Kirk momentarily here. I hope you enjoyed our picks for the Padres second half of the season. We'll see if any of them come to pass. We'll have our picks for the Major League Baseball second half of the season coming up in the 4 o'clock hour today. Can I ask you why you're waiting to call Kirk? Oh, because we have to check traffic. Please do that then.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Kirk Kenny. He's one of our, well, he is our favorite. I tried to toy with the Mark Ziegler being our favorite yesterday, but I can't go there. Kirk's got to be the
I guy. Heard that.
I knew you did. You guys are both my favorite for different reasons. Kirk, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'd be better if I was still in San Diego.
Really? Oh. No good being in Las Vegas, huh?
I'm not a big Vegas fan.
No.
Smoking, drinking, and gambling are not hobbies that I am inclined to embrace.
But there is a Chick-fil-A somewhere in town, right?
That's the only upside. In the Golden Nugget next door to Circa, which is where we are, there's a Chick-fil-A inside. So I'm only steps away.
Are you at the Golden Nugget or you're at Circa?
We're at Circa.
Okay. Oh, well, that's where Scraby and I went. We did a couple of shows there. Love that place. Yeah. The sports book is quite remarkable, actually. So that part's
yes,
fun.
Yes, it is.
All right, so it's the Mountain West Conference Media Day. Scraby brought this up, and so we got to start with this. I'll let you pronounce it, Scraby. How?
What?
Oh. What's the word?
Awkward!
How awkward is it for the Aztecs to be there when they're leaving the league at the end of the year, leaving the conference?
Well, it hasn't been awkward in that there's four others leaving with them.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And that's one thing, you know, I kind of asked about. And, you know, but I don't think for the coaches and players it's a big deal because, you know, would any of the ones that are staying, would they not have gone with them if they had the chance? I think they would have. I think it's more at the higher level that there might be some animosity, but they've been acting like all is well. I know yesterday that it came out that the mediation broke down, so they're going to end up going to court over the exit fees and the poaching fees. So we'll see how that plays out. But from the players and coaches' standpoint, I think it's kind of as usual.
The only reason I think it could be, it seems a little awkward to us on the outside looking in, is you just had the Mountain West, you know, summarily put Grand Canyon in the basketball and obviously not even involve the Aztecs. San Diego State, you know, had some things to say about that. So it does seem there is some bit of a disconnect. And I would think... even though, you know, John David Wicker, JD, it's great, you know, terrific, friendly guy. But if he rubs shoulders with the Mountain West Conference commissioner, it might, you know, just seem like it'd be a little uncomfortable. That's all.
Somebody addressed that today when we were kind of discussing it. And you know, a couple of the schools that are leaving were a little bit upset that they were not consulted about Grand Canyon coming in. And somebody from the Mountain West said, well, we weren't consulted when you guys were leaving for the Pac-12.
That's a great answer.
So the Aztecs,
yeah.
You mean,
I mean
the Aztecs,
two sides, right?
The Aztecs didn't call UNLV and say, hey, do you mind if we leave? That wasn't very nice of us. Kirk is in Las Vegas. I did see the preseason football poll. Why don't you let everybody in on where the Aztecs are being predicted, Kirk, for the upcoming year?
They were predicted for eighth place, which is the same as last year, which is the lowest they've been predicted since about 2009. Not a surprise coming off a 3-9 season. They have obviously higher aspirations, but you know, I think I wrote this is kind of a crapshoot anyway between all the portal movement and graduations and on and on. You know, the only thing that's assured is that Boise State is going to be named the first place team for the 15th year in a row.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, you know, UNLV was picked for second, and then kind of went on from there. But you know, not a surprise that San Diego State was picked where it's picked. They're going to have to prove that they're better than that.
We're talking to Kirk Kenny here, San Diego Union Tribune. He is in Las Vegas for the Mountain West Media Day. And Tony and I made a pick of the Mountain West Conference winner when we were doing our Daily Gambit last week. And the Aztecs are plus 4,500 to win the Mountain West, meaning they don't really have a shot at the Mountain West.
Yeah, but that's not – but Kirk just pointed out that they do have a shot because you don't even know what the teams are.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
so different now.
And I don't.
Well, here's another thing, though. On the all the preseason all conference team, San Diego State had three players, which was good for them. Boise State had 10.
Okay.
well, I'm sure Boise State's going to be the team.
I think they're kind of prohibitive.
Yeah.
But $4,500,
yeah, Kirk, I'll wire you $10. You can walk over to the Golden Nugget.
That was my question.
Place a bet for Scraby and I.
I know Kirk doesn't want to bet.
Is that legal, Chris? Is it legal for us to say that we're doing that?
Who knows?
It's all in funny games. It's all in funny games.
I don't know. In this day, I mean, look, Major League Baseball can, you know, put odds up in the middle of a pitch. So I think it's becoming more and more.
That's what's so crazy
commonplace
about the hypocrisy to me of all
right.
this. Yeah. They were doing live shots of the players down on the casino floor being interviewed with the sports book as the backdrop, you know, with all these odds and on and on and on. But, you know, but by the way, you guys can't bet on anything.
That's right. You're right, Kirk. That is a hypocrisy because if one of the players ever got caught betting on something, that'd be big trouble.
Right.
Yeah. But go ahead and stand in a casino and promote the league. Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, the Mountain West office is moving to Las Vegas next year.
Okay. Well, now we know everything about the Mountain West.
More than we want to know.
My question real quick is, which is the position group that you are most confident in this year? Because I want to see some offense. I do. And they've always got good defense. Last year was a tough year. Which position group are you most confident in?
Well, they have 9 returning starters on defense, including their entire secondary. So I'm going to say secondary.
That makes
but
sense.
Going to start there.
For
yeah.
someone looking for offense, I think they're going to be a lot better at quarterback. The two kids that they had transfer in both show a lot of athleticism, and I think they're going to be better off at that position.
So, how many wide receivers are back? The one kid came back, right? Napier. Right, Napier.
Yeah, Jordan
he was
Napier.
He was a difference maker, I thought, last
year.
Yeah,
he was a breakout player. And so I think they're looking to big things from him. Another kid who's looking to take a step up, he's a local kid who transferred last year from UCLA after a year there, Jerry McClure. And he's listed right now on the depth chart as a starting wide receiver, as well as a transfer, Miles Kit Denton, who showed well in the spring. So, and then at running back, the number one running back right now is Lucky Sutton from Cathedral. So there's a lot of possibilities.
Seen him run over a lot of people. Kirk is there. The media day, the Aztecs are picked 8th, but I think you're right. I mean, look, they were 2-5. They were down at the bottom. So you got to pick them 8th. That's fine. But if you look
at the rest
of the...
Well, if they had won one more game, they would have tied for 5th.
I know. So I was just going to say, the whole league was 3-4 just ahead of their 2-5. How much of last year did it come down to a new regime coming in and needing, I mean, I think it's even fair, although the fans don't want to say it, but a new regime coming in and just getting the feet wet and understanding what, you know, Sean Lewis, what he has, who can do what, you know, and it's more difficult now because some guys transfer, but how much of that was really at play last year, Kirk, where hopefully this year, you know, there's not as much of a feeling out process for this team?
I think you made a good point. Last year there was so much new. I mean, take the portal, which I think they had like 4 dozen new players, and having a new coach come in, a new staff that everybody's got to get acclimated with, new offense, you know, a lot of things. And, you know, a couple of years ago when the Aztecs went 12-2, it's like everything that could fall their way fell their way. And last year they had times where the game could have gone either way and it didn't go their way. So I think this year things bode better for them. We'll see. I think the expectation should be at least 6 wins in a bowl game.
All right, 6 wins in a bowl game. I think that's fair.
I think people would be, you know, much more accepting of that. It was a this was a program. See, Kirk and I remember, and this is what Kirk, you know, talked about a lot last year, correctly so. Kirk and I remember, so do a lot of Aztec fans, faithful people, that before Brady Hoke, before Rocky Long, before that run of 10, 11, 12 years of sustained really good football, we lost for like two straight decades at San Diego State. And so I think Kirk and I, at least, you know, give him a little more time here and say, hey, last year was a tough year, okay, but it was just 1 year. And for people to jump off the bandwagon so quickly honestly seems a little unfair to me, Kirk. It really does.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when a new coach came in and he would talk about a five-year plan of turning a program around.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, now the natives are restless after one bad year. And the other thing that makes it more challenging is with the portal and all the movement, and players can come and go a lot more, and NIL money and on and on, I think that makes it more of a challenge as well.
What's anything new in the conference that we need to know about? I mean, are we just, do we have one foot in the Pac-12 anyway? Do you hear any more about Pac-12 new teams, or Texas State going to be it? You think they're still, I'm sure they're probably still trying to work some things out, right?
I think they'd love to get another team, but if they were going to get one, I think they would have gotten one by now.
Okay.
The biggest thing is the mediation breaking down and them going to be heading to court, which I've been kind of laughing at too, is, you know, when you sign a contract, that's the terms. And so when these schools come back and say, we want these fees lowered, it's like, what's your basis for saying that? It's like, if I bought a house and then a month later I said, I want to pay half of it, you know, do you think the seller would say, okay?
No, but ask NFL football players and others who renegotiate their contracts every single time. And a lot of times it happens.
Well, and yeah, change, and I think the biggest thing is somebody doesn't want to go to court because then the lawyers get all the money. But I'm very fascinated to see what the argument's going to be for the Pac-12 to not have to pay a poaching fee, when 2 years ago you were scrambling to try and get games for Oregon State and Washington State. And so you signed a contract saying you wouldn't try and poach our schools, the Mountain West speaking there.
Right.
And here's the amount you said you would pay if you did, and now they did and they don't want to pay it. So I'll be very fascinated to see how that all plays out.
We got to give Kirk a wig for the sports court.
Oh, Kirk, we need to get Kirk in here. I keep inviting everyone in studio for an hour, but Kirk joined
well,
me
he's been in
weeks
before.
Ago for
he's,
2 hours so we good. Had some good conversations about Kirk's the Aztecs.
Can I sneak, I got 45 seconds in left.
All right,
is there any talk in San Diego State about I don't know how to handle this question properly, but doing anything to make Snapdragon Stadium more lovable to the fans that for some reason don't yet find the place lovable?
They're going to have fireworks after every quarter.
All right. I don't know why I set him up for that one.
But Chris, that's a really good question, and I think it needs to be addressed more. I'm very disappointed with a lot of the things that go on game day. And I just don't think they do enough. And I pound it again and again and again. I think ticket prices are too high, and that's what prevents them from having bigger crowds and more of an atmosphere at games.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the Aztecs' fault, but ever since that first game when it was 1,000 degrees, it feels like there's been a bit of a negative thing with that stadium and the Aztec football team, and I don't know how much of it's fair or not. It's out there.
Go ahead, Kirk.
Well, it was still 1 degree cooler than it is today in Las Vegas.
Kirk, go have yourself a Chick-fil-A and relax by the pool, and have a safe drive home. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thank
buddy.
You, Kirk.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, Kirk Kenny in Vegas with the Aztecs and the Mountain West media day. Yeah, Boise State, of course, picked on top. UNLV was 6-1 last year, so they're second. And the Aztecs, you know, like Kirk said, where they should be, but It really is hard to pick college football now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for all we know, the Aztecs got two All-Americans in the portal. I hope so, but we wouldn't know it until the season starts.
I just want to say this, though. I did go to a couple Aztec games last year, and I sat in the second deck. It was the best spot because it's close enough to the field where the players aren't like ants down
there. I think
there.
Everywhere you go and you watch a game, man, that's a great seat. And
it
I
is.
Agree with you.
You can see the play develop. You can actually...
You're right there.
Yeah, you are. You can see everything on the field. It's a great
yeah,
experience.
I think people need to, you know, take another look at Snapdragon in that regard. More Gwen and Chris. Chris versus the fans. Trivia next.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.